And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Wednesday, April the 26th, 2017. 1:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. We are going to be joined momentarily on the air here by legendary civil rights activist and comedian Dick Gregory. If you have never heard any of our interviews with Dick Gregory over the years, they are always very interesting. Mr. Gregory, aside from being a very well-known stand-up comedian, was also very active in the civil rights movement, working with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We are actually going to take a quick break here because I think we might have him on the line, so stay with us. We will be back momentarily.
Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised a wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty. But it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
I will do
anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. Because well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and you know, Charlie Evers is a Marion radio legend, and you can catch him right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Charlie also takes your calls on anything under the sun by calling this number, 740-383-9944. Speedy delivery.
The Fayee Bank Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday, 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Scott Spears back with you here, 18 minutes past the hour, and today, as I was saying earlier on, we are joined by one of my all-time favorite guests. He is a legendary comedian, civil rights activist, and just about anything he wants to be. An author of two great books, and he always knows what's going on in the world because he has the best research staff stationed all over the place. We always learn so much when he's on the program, and that's why it's an honor to have him on every time he graces us with his presence. A true treasure here for this program, the legendary Dick Gregory. Mr. Gregory, how are you?
Bless you, my brother. I'm fantastic and getting better. Thank you, and hope you, your family, and all your listeners are fine.
Yeah, we're all doing well. Mr. Gregory, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on today was to discuss the world as we know it. It looks like a lot of people are becoming very warlike in North Korea and Syria. I know you have this great research team. What do you see going on in the world?
Well, the world as we know it, the world as we know it, is not the world. The world as we know it. Look, we owe China $3 trillion that we borrowed, right?
Right.
All of this mess, nobody's mentioned that. Did you hear what I just said? Nobody has mentioned that, not even China. So throw that out. There's a big trick going on. I mean, we telling China what to do, and China's not telling us to go to hell, pay me my money. And so something's not right. And so we sit and we look. Here's a man that everybody knows is a fool, and no, he has no money. If America is stupid enough to pay their income tax, and the president of the United States don't have to pay his, then you know what kind of nation we're living in. You know what kind of stupid people we're dealing with. We'll cuss everybody out. But then we don't have to. If I applied in Ohio today, Cleveland, for a job collecting garbage, and if I got it, they tell me to bring in my last year's tax return. Here's a man running for the president of the United States. The whole world knows there's something going on, and we ain't weak. We're talking about let's make America good again. Ask the Indians, when was America ever good? Ask the women, huh? A nun can get three PhDs, and she can't hear confessions with a guy that just finished normal college. And so this is nothing but a game, and we so messed up we play it because somebody knows something on us. That's all it is. When you get the general, he resigns. Well, the generals can do anything and get away with it. So what did he do that somebody found out? It must be a gay thing, because they said they want him out because he could be blackmailed. Well, what do that mean? So when you look and see what they're talking about, we're the only country in the world have good schools and bad schools, huh? And yet and still we think we're so great, and we sit around and we don't look at Korea. I mean, North Korea is probably one of the richest countries in the world. We don't know that because we've been being led by fools, and fools understand that we ain't going to do nothing. We talk all that crap, but we're not going to do anything. And then that white supremacy come in, we're going to tell China what they better do. I mean, and American people buy that? You're going to tell China what they better do? Can anybody tell us what we better do? So who do they think they are? And so consequently, if they found out that nappy hair cures cancer, black folks would be super rich. For billions of years, nappy hair been here. Well, in North Korea, okay, it wasn't no two Koreas at one time. It was claimed two Koreas when the Korean government, not North or South, found out that tungsten, they've had that for millions of years. You can't build an airplane, you can't make a radar system or nothing. All at once, it wasn't no good because the world wasn't in the missile race. We wasn't into to radar. We wasn't into these telephones we have. So that's when the war started. The rebels said, no, y'all not going to keep it all. We're going to share in the war. Now, America said, well, we'll fight for it. We'll protect it. The Chinese, the Russians said, no, we're not going to let them. And that's what the war was about. Americans send their children over there to die for a bunch of rich punk thugs who run this country and always have ran this country. And so consequently, all at once now, that comes up again. Well, they're not worried about it. And another thing, in America, see, we think anybody that's darker than us is crazy or a fool. Well, let me tell you, all them weapons we see in North Korea, they're not buying them from nobody else. They automatically have the intelligence. They have the people in the lab. But we think if you're not white and go to Harvard, Yale, or MIT, you're in it. Well, somewhere we're in for a rude awakening. And so this is what it's about. And then they put Trump in there. Anytime you see the president with the red tie, that's him. Anytime you see the president with any other tie, that's his clone. But we don't have to know that because they tell us anything they want to tell us, point blank. Now we're talking about how you're going to pay for all of this. We're going to tell Mexico, not only are we going to build a wall, you're going to pay for it. And the American people is stupid enough, just like with the Chinese, they think they don't do nothing, have laundries and pork and rice do it. Well, they've been in the brainwashing for a long time. Damn right they're in the laundry business. And so consequently, when we wake up and look and see what's happening and that we've been tricked and fooled, not by Russia or China, we've been tricked and fooled by our own people, the people who we think, people who tell us we have power, got no power. And so again, we look and see, now they're talking about health care. Oh, what they're going to do with health care, what they're going to do with health care. Well, 10% of this country are black folks. 90% is white. And they're all out there stupid enough to believe that we 10% non-whites, non-blacks is 90%, and y'all stupid enough to believe that we the ones that's eating up welfare. You got to be a fool. You stupid enough to believe that's more black folks on Medicare than white folks. Who you see at these rallies, huh? And all them folks in West Virginia who love Trump, love him. Did you see anybody in West Virginia at the inauguration that looked like you? Did you see anybody in his cabinet that talked like you? What kind of fools are y'all, huh? And this is what we've been dealing with, your kind of folks who don't give a damn about nothing. Your children going to bad schools. All that. All you got is every now and then you come up with some kind of football team in West Virginia. That's not going to get it. Football players, you've never seen one of them with a big multi-million-dollar company. So this is the games. Well, the games is up now. The games is up now. And somewhere, the 10th commandment, thou shalt not kill. And now we got Arkansas fighting to execute 8 people in 1 week. Well, you should change that. Thou shalt not kill unless certain white folks tell me. And all of y'all that went out in that election scared and voted for Hillary, anytime you vote for the lesser of the two evils, that means you evil yourself. That's how Hitler came to power. Hitler won that election that put him in power by 288 votes. So you'll go on and play your game, talk all your religious talk, sing all your church songs, and see when you're not messing with the Catholic Church now. You're not messing with the Baptists or Luther, the Methodists. You're messing with the real God, the one that made your knee, the one that made your nose, the one that made your ears. So you sit around and watch and see where this thing is going. And if you wasn't busy with this trick president, you'd be knowing there's something going on that we don't know about. But they gave us him, and one day he'll be the hero. Because if he wasn't taking this crazy time, you might know there's something going on. And when you get through listening to this show, or before you go to bed tonight, Google NASA. Google, there are 74 NASA scientists that's being murdered. And the person that wrote that article says it's the biggest cover-up in the history of planet Earth. But you'll go on and play your game as long as you got somebody to mess with. As long as you got somebody to play with, as long as you got somebody you think is stupid than you. And somewhere, it won't be long before we all find out. You remember Orson Welles, a lot of y'all are young. Google when Orson Welles, wasn't no TV, said the day the earth stopped and millions of people in America start committing suicide. Well, Google. And then before you do that, Google, get your Bible out, and you see what it says. When two or more gather in my name, I'm in the midst of that. Read it several times. It didn't say you. It didn't say humans. They're talking about the sun. And then when you get through that, Google the two suns, S-U-N, that just appeared 4 months ago over California. And when you get through that, Google the other sun that appeared over China. And then go to bed thinking you cute, huh? Go to bed thinking you can sing all them church songs and do something else. Black folks doing slavery. Before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. They were singing that song while they was picking cotton. And so, again, I'm saying that something's wrong. The big boys know about it. Everybody knew about it but you, and you take all that stuff. Women. I'm not talking about black women. I'm talking about white women. Every woman in America, when they look at the facts, one out of every four women is abused, spousal abuse. And you think you something? Woman? That's your husband, your boyfriend, and you go for that and think you... And let me tell you something about cops. One out of every two women married to cops, or day cops, is abused by them. But you think these cops can come out here and do stuff to everybody else and shut it off when they get home or get with their wife or their girlfriend? No. The real sheriff is not in town and don't carry no guns. The real sheriff made the moon, the sun, the stars, the oceans. You look at your seven wonders of the world, ain't none of them that what God made. But you're going to find out. And I'm not threatening you because I'm going with you. Wherever you go, every time, mama, you go buy a gallon of milk for the baby, you pay this thug nation taxes. And when you pay the taxes, they use the money to make stuff to go all the world and drop on women and children. So payday is coming. And I'm not threatening you. I'm with you. Wherever Hitler goes, you going, and I'll be there. You think just because you over here and you doing this and doing that and all the tax money you pay for them to buy them guns and bullets. So somewhere, payday is here, and it ain't coming from you or me. It's coming from the universe.
What is... The place we are, how long did you realize this was coming? Have you known for a long time?
Yeah, we know. Many of us known for a long time. We know that we never been to the moon. We know that. And the reason most folks are there is that nasty thing you got in your head, you're going to mess with everybody, only your children. Okay, go out to the playground. On the weekend, oh, they love their children, but they don't love nobody else's child. And so somewhere, you see it and you see, how come you think rich white folks don't let their children play sports, huh? They got the money to hire special doctors, trainers. Don't nobody play sports but a fool. You won't let a child go out and take their head and beat it up somebody else's head, but you wouldn't let them do your car like that. And so this is what it's about. You have nothing else to pull for but a bunch of crap, and they give it to you. $1 trillion industry, baseball, basketball, golf, and you think that industry, they're not shaving points, huh? We just had a big golf thing happens every year in Georgia, every year. Called the Masters. Well, what was the slave owner called? The Masters. And y'all don't even know that, huh? So somewhere, there's a whole lot of people that's been knowing what's going on. They can't do nothing about it. Again, punch up. 74 NASA scientists have been murdered. Why? Because they tried to do something about it. That's what it's about. Your banks are broke. Everything has been collapsed on... You listening to this stuff, you look at you had a black president just got out of office. If that black man said, I'm not going to show you my taxes, y'all would burn the White House down. Huh? But as long as you're not black, and long as you're not black, you can be stupid and trick a bunch of stupid people, including black folks. If you saw three weeks before the election when Hillary fainted at a rally, and the Secret Service put her in the car and took her to her daughter's house. Wait a minute. If you are being guarded by the Secret Service and you fall down, your daughter's house is now, they take you, they got to take you to a hospital. Yet and still, they carried her to her daughter's house, and they didn't get fired. And y'all don't understand, it's something going on bigger than they telling us about. But they don't need to tell you nothing. They don't need to tell you nothing at all. You took it from the Indians and said, we discovered America. Huh? We took this country from the... How do I discover your car with you in it? Huh? George Washington, all this crap y'all talking about, the gay thing. You can come to the military, but we got a new law. Don't ask, don't tell. We won't ask you if you're gay, and you don't tell us you're gay. And y'all think this is the first time the gay thing happened. You didn't see George Washington, General George Washington, with them tight satin pants on, them semi-high heel shoes, blouses, makeup, wigs, and you think gay stuff just started, please. And so, no, there's a lot of us been knowing. We talk. You can't do nothing about it because ain't nobody going to listen to nothing but a fool. That's what they've been used to. But that day is over. Now, I'm not threatening you. I'm with you. Every time I get on a plane and go to Budapest or go to China, anywhere, I pay tax to the government and they buy all them weapons with it. So I will go. Black folks used to have a thing when I was a little boy. Everybody go when the wagon come. Well, I'm one of the ones that know I'm going and where I'm going and what I'm going to see there, okay?
How close is this to taking fruition? How close are we to the end of the cliff?
Well, we're close. This thing that we're looking at, they started focusing on that in the 1980s. What scared them is when Orson Welles did a fake movie. He wasn't faking. The day the Earth shut down. Millions of people was killing their families. Well, if they knew what was happening now, they'd do the same now. And that's what they use Trump for, to keep you looking, to keep you talking about how stupid it is. No, how stupid you are. Stupid you are. He don't have to comply with nothing, okay? And those stupid children he got, well, he got caught with some real people yesterday. They don't have to listen to all that crap when they booed her. And that's all they talked about. They don't care because Trump is not in control. You should know that, but you don't. Well, you'll find out shortly.
When they talk about Donald Trump and Russia, what is that all about?
It's about a gay thing, okay? That's what it is. And all y'all got to do is the National Economics, the number one magazine in this country catered to the stock market. They got a picture on the front page a couple of weeks ago. You can Google it, and you see Trump and Putin, both of them on the cup. Putin got lipstick on his lips, and Trump got lipstick kisses all over the side of his face. Everybody know that. What's going on? Except here in America. But when they tell you all of this here, then you say, oh, no, I didn't read it in the New York Times. Well, I tell you something you can read in the New York Times. Google New York Times, 1.5 million black men are missing, okay? All right? And you ain't listening to Dick Gregory. You listening to the New York Times, who ain't nothing but a bunch of crap. But every country in the world, every country got trick news except you. That's what you think, okay? So this is what's going on, and it's been going on for years. That thing we looking at up there, it used to circle this planet once a year. Now it's circling once every 24 hours. And so that's what it is, and the real deal is fixing to happen, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Committing suicide, none of that is going to help you. Look in the mirror and look at your eyes and see what church made it. Look at your nose and see what church made it. Look at your ears. All that was made by the universal God, okay? Not you. Not the church you go to. It was made by the universal God. And then look at your eyebrows. Trillions of years, them eyebrows been coming. And they ain't never made a mistake and come where your nose supposed to be or come where your kneecap's supposed to be. See, you in a rude awakening when you find out there's something that controls this whole universe other than you. Other than you. So you think you cute, you go through all these things. Oh, so-and-so got nice hair. Do God make good hair and bad hair, fool? Do God make good people and bad people, fool? What is the universal God about? It put this whole thing together, okay? And said, replenish the earth. And that's what, anyway. So you, it's right there. All you got to do is punch it up and have the courage to look at it. And all them Hitlers and all the stuff you look, if you look long enough, they look just like you. Just like you, okay? God didn't make good folks and bad folks. God didn't make cute and ugly. You like to think somebody's ugly because you're ugly. That's what the game is. And you can do anything you want to do if you got the money to do it, okay? You look at Hernandez, the football player that's committed suicide. You know how many people been knowing about that gay thing with him? Are you crazy? You know how long? Somewhere. And so I don't mean to scare you, but the truth will scare you after you've been listening to lies and then buying to them. You Americans send your children to war because they can't find a job and then go to church on Sunday. Church on Sunday. The Godfather, five series they made. And understand one thing, God don't mean nothing about spirit. God means power, 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 power. That's all. But you're about to find out. And I'm not here to threaten you. I'm here to tell you the truth. And truth don't have to be validated by your ignorance, okay? At all. In no shape, form, or fashion. There is a real supreme. Trillions of years it's been here. And what you fixing to see now happened the first time that we know of, about 1,200,000 trillion years ago. And the only thing didn't get wiped out was the fish way down in the bottom, okay? And now they've been doing movies of people coming out the sea with webbed feet and webbed hands, huh? You look at King Kong. In New York, what King Kong, gorilla in New York for? Ain't no trees, and Lord knows ain't no bananas. That's a spoof story of the greatest fighter in the history of the planet, Jack Johnson, and his white women. That's what that's about, okay? And so somewhere, you don't have to know nothing. Anyway.
Well, Mr. Gregory, I was just thinking, in the conversations we've had, I don't think I've ever asked this, and I'm kind of going somewhere with this.
Yes.
When you were growing up, why did you decide, what was the moment when you decided, I want to become a professional comedian? And then what moment made you start to see these things that were going on that we're talking about today? How did that happen?
Well, I saw them all the time, but how did I go against my mother? My mother told me Santa Claus was a white man, and she was buying the toys. I knew then, Jesus, I better try to get out this house. That's my mother. All this crap, they run down. Oh, before I be a slave, you hear them sing that song all the time. Okay? A mother, black mothers, and same as white folks. We sit by and let a bunch of rich, rich, rich white folks determine what we're going to eat and determine what's going to be in it. Okay? And all of that. And somewhere, and then I just kept looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. I never decided. If you talk to people, I don't hang out with entertainers or athletes. Where'd they come from, huh? And so anyway, right now, you, who I'm talking to, right now, and there's listeners out there who listen to this show and you put on this show. Those folks have done more for the humanities than 98% of all the athletes, black and white, and entertainers. I've been knowing it. But what can you do when you're sitting looking at something and everything you know? You know what they used to call me? They used to call me crazy. Crazy. And then I had a white guy come up to me and say, man, 20 years ago I heard you say this at the University of California. I thought you was crazy. I'm still crazy. Why now, when you find out the truth, I got to be crazy, huh? And so it's that denial. And so I just happened to be ashamed of myself. I went out every morning and ran around the block. And then the longer I ran, the more people would look at me. And then one day, I'm in high school, and I asked could I be on the track team so I could take a bath. And I lived. We didn't have nothing. My mother said one thing to me that changed my life. We ain't poor. We just busted. Being poor is a mental condition. Being busted is a temporary situation. And I ain't looked back since. There's certain roadblocks you got that they put up that they do this. Huh? And I can understand why white folks is scared of black folks. Why? You didn't see no black folks. Do you know when I was a little boy, where I lived, and all black folks, we saw black folks whiter than white folks. So we ain't scared of white folks. We saw you. I had an aunt whiter than white folks, an uncle whiter. We had doctors and lawyers. You didn't see none of that. So you grew up with a disadvantage. Cops come in my neighborhood, white cops. They ain't never seen a black person until they get that gun. We've seen white folks. We're not scared of white folks. You, let me tell you something. When you look at white folks, they're scared of me, but I'm not scared of you. But here's something you should ask those of you who are listening, huh? There was no form of slavery that anybody went through worse than ours. Slaves, you didn't take slaves 10,000 miles from home. Why? You didn't have the vehicles. We were talking thousands of miles from Africa to away from my language, my mothers, my brothers, my sisters. And then you want to ask me why I talk so bad. When I came over here, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about these ignorant white folks. And then you want to ask me, how come y'all don't talk good English? I learned it from you. I learned it. When I come over here, I'm speaking pure Swahili. I heard you say, go over yonder and get that bell cotton and bring it over. Yeah, that was you I heard it from, okay? And so all this here stuff here, is what we had to go through from this vicious system, huh? Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, all of them come with a background that, you know it. All of us know that Abraham Lincoln's daddy was black. Why you think he's on a penny? What do you think that's about? We know more about this country than you do. But yet and still, who am I telling it to? NBC, CBS? Huh? And so that's the question you asked me is I looked. I was just as stupid. I wanted to be a white man. I didn't think you white folks would tolerate what you let other folks do to you. Okay? I didn't think you would tolerate. Go to Europe or study it and see how many of them white folks send their child to Harvard or Yale or MIT. Everybody knows this ain't nothing but some pimp schools. And so when you find it out, easy for you not to believe it because that's all you got. All you have is that. And so when you look around, huh? Why did I think nothing wrong with the electric chair? When I was a little boy, the movies they had where folks was getting the electric chair, it was a priest leading them. So how did I as a child know that the church would be involved in something like that? And so all of that. But you're fixing to find it out now. And you was born with it. But you just didn't. You think the real God would make dumb people and smart people. Those of you that got children, would you make one child real smart and another real stupid? Not at all. Okay, what kind of fool you are, how crazy you are, you got more in your head than that. And I just looked at it and looked at it and looked at it. I didn't know where I was going to be. I knew I was going to be something, a comic. No. And I'm going to say this again. Not only you, brother, but I love to talk to you. I can feel your energy. But there's a whole lot of people that have done more for the humanities than 98% of all your black and white athletes and entertainers. And when I went to Muhammad Ali's funeral, wanted to find what college did he go to, you know, what books did he write, huh? And somebody asked me, said, what do you think? I said, I can't talk about it. There's no words. See, we are so chumped out. We believe if somebody asks us a question, we have to answer it. No, we don't. There's some people you can ask about, there are no words to describe them. There are no songs you can sing about them. And so, again, to your question, I never thought about being a comic or none of that. I was the life of the party in school. People used to talk about me, about where's your daddy and all of this here. And then one day I realized what they're saying is funny. So I went to school that next Monday and said the same thing to them they were saying about me. And I realized whoever gets there first gets the audience. And when that audience is there, and there's something interesting about entertainment. Nobody comes to see you looking for you not to make it. What's the word mean? You know, break a leg. Joe Glazier, probably one of the biggest, most powerful entertainers that ever lived. One of the 13 richest people in New York City, okay? He told me to break a leg, and I told him, tell your mama to break a leg. He said, what? I said, tell your mama to break a leg. Break a leg ain't never sound good to me. Now, I don't know what group of people you came from, but you find out who it is and tell them to break it. Then I found out what break a leg means. In the old days, in Budapest, that was the center of gravity, okay? Center of gravity. And the thing they exported around the world was ballerinas. And the greatest ballerinas on the planet at the time came out of Budapest. So if your daughter was the top ballerina and my daughter was her understudy, she can't get on till your daughter break her leg. Then you start asking and looking and said, Victoria's Secret. Well, what is Victoria's Secret? Victoria was a man, okay? So if Queen Victoria was a man faking like a woman, then she got a secret. She got to wear women's clothes, okay? And so now all these women go to a place called Victoria's Secret to get your underwear. Not your shoes, your underwear. And so when you break it down and look at it, there's things there that's the answer. But we don't know it, okay? We don't know it. Jolly old St. Nicholas. What? Wait a minute. Why was he? Then I found out that Mr. Nicholas was probably the richest human in Europe. And every holiday, Christmas, he gave all his wealth away. Huh? And that's why they eventually made him a saint. Jolly old saint. And talk about saint. Do you know it ain't nothing but a white man can make a saint on this planet? A woman can't make it. An Asian can't make it. Okay? Only a white man can say saint. And then you look at the women's role that the women play. Okay? And how they govern by us. I marry a woman, she takes my last name. Ain't that a why? Because last name shows ownership. Okay? And so when you look at Joan of Arc, Saint General Joan of Arc. There's never been a man saint, okay, that was a general. So what did this woman do to become Saint General Joan of Arc? Oh, that's controlled by men. What did she do? I didn't know she started rebelling when she's 14 years old. She's killed by the time she was 19. And when she died, she was Saint General Joan of Arc, okay? Mm. But that's what this is about. They give us all this stuff, and you have nothing but some ignorant parents that you don't know, I didn't know, that tells you all this stuff. Well, that day is over. Over. Now, y'all do anything you want. Who cares? You know, who cares? Because that church you belong to, it didn't make your nose, it didn't make your kneecap. When the Pope was here last summer, or the summer before that, he walked across the street in Philadelphia. He couldn't hardly move. He had sciatica so bad. Now, why I want him to wash my feet, okay? And so that's the game. Y'all can be mad if you want to. I couldn't care less. And I'm going to tell you again, truth don't have to be valid by your ignorance or mine. Truth stands up by itself. And the reason most folks, you know, you look at the cops out there, you think that bill ain't going to be paid? When I was a little boy, and everybody I knew in my neighborhood, they didn't know nothing about no police brutality. They didn't know nothing about that. But we all wanted a fire truck for Christmas. Nobody wanted a police car for Christmas, okay? So that's what it's about. Somewhere. So now you look around, and payday, the universe don't have no negative laws. It have laws out here that you know you have to abide by. I mean, if you don't, then you got to pay the price.
Mr. Gregory, with 3 minutes left, something just dawned on me while we're having this conversation. I want to let the audience know I've had the privilege of meeting Mr. Gregory twice. Once was at the 40-year anniversary of Kent State, which was a nice event, a commemorative event, and I met Mr. Gregory there. And then, beautiful day, weather-wise. And then last summer, I met Mr. Gregory at the comedy club, the Funny Bone, in Columbus. Now, what's interesting about that is that when Mr. Gregory comes on to do his section of the program, it's almost like a college master's course because you learn a lot of things. And I was just thinking, is comedy the vehicle? Because if you got up as a professor and said some of the things you were saying, like you said earlier, people say, well, you're crazy. But if you get up and do it to an audience in a comedy club that would never come to a college to hear that, is that the delivery method? Was that conscious?
No, I was doing this long before I knew what a comic was.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing this, I told you, I was the life of the party. Comedy is a disappointment with a friendly relations, okay? Most of my audience, when I'm out in the comedy clubs, is 85% white folks, huh? And they pack it up. Why? Because they hear what I'm saying. They feel is the truth, but they feel no hatred, okay? So when you, all your life you've been hearing them saying, laughter is the best medicine. They've been saying that since the universe put the planet together. Wasn't no doctors, wasn't no lawyers. If I come to you and your son or daughter's one of the best brain surgeons, I don't come there to hear no jokes, man. I come there to get fixed, and I come there because I have faith that they can do it. When you go in, I don't go to hear no blues. That's stupid. You got to be to sing the blues, my baby done left me and all that stuff, and the blues singers, huh? Especially the black men and the jazz. They talk about Miles Davis and all of that. But let me tell you something. Nobody want to talk about Nina Simone that cussed out a whole state, Mississippi, damn, bam, okay? Nobody wants to talk about Billie Holiday that told the whole world that white men was lynching black men from trees. And a tainer ain't nothing. It's a thing that you put there. It's a thing that motivates me, motivates you. But it don't change nothing at all.
I think you're exactly right. And I wonder why there is that entertainment worship. And I've never understood that.
Well, again, there was no hospitals, no doctors, no lawyers when the universe put the planet together. Matter of fact, there was no men, only women. They was called the Morphodite gods, okay? And look where we've come to. All the stuff that don't exist and that don't help do nothing, okay? We've been told that you give the church 10%. No, the real truth is you give it 50%, and the billionaires know that, okay? So they put that there. So you pay me $100, I'll give 10 to the church. That means I keep getting that 10% back. That's how it works. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. First, they want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, My wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, well, move Wednesday around, and we do it on Wednesday, and tell them I do the date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, that I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. And the things you say are very important. And I'm glad that we are servicing a spot where people can hear them, because they need to be heard. And on that note, my friend, how do you want to part with the audience today?
The same way that you feel. It's always about you. It's always about humans. It's always about feeling good about yourself. It's always about knowing there's a price that's going to be paid. And it works this way. It goes 9 generations down. So if I'm your son and you die and the house ain't paid for, we get kicked out. If I'm your son and your house is paid for, I don't have to move, so all y'all can sit and look at that 9 generations. If it's paid, you don't have to move. If it's not paid, somebody's going to pay this debt. It's that simple. Thank you.
The prolific Dick Gregory. Thank you, Mr. Gregory.
Thank you, brother. Peace and love.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, it's always fun to chat with that gentleman. We're done for the day. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. And for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
To play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being you or that you were to do